160 miles south of Salt Lake City, among turkey farms and cattle ranches, guns are as sacred as religion. Even the chief judge owns shotguns, rifles, and handguns. K.L. McKiff is an avid hunter. Portraits of ducks grace his office walls. But the prospect of guns in his courthouse lobby makes Judge McKiff gun-shy.
There was discussion about installing the gun lockers right here after you come through this metal detector. The problem is we're already in the secure area. We're in the building. We're in this foyer. We're immediately across from the courtroom doors.
Think of divorces and custody disputes, McKiff says, or a not guilty verdict in a case of child rape. He doesn't want his clerks or deputies returning guns to gun owners who might be inflamed by court proceedings.
People come out of those doors after life-altering situations. Their lives are turned upside down. They walk straight across here and say, "Hand me my gun." We don't sell drinks to intoxicated persons when they leave the bar. We think it's a bad idea to hand guns to persons in this setting.
A new Utah law requires precisely that. It springs from an earlier law, which made felony charges possible if people carried guns into secure areas of courthouses. The new law requires gun lockers so that courthouse visitors with concealed weapons permits can check their guns. The law was written by State Representative John Swallow.
The people that would like to carry a weapon would probably be people who feel threatened in some way, and so that by having a weapon with them, they can defend themselves. What this bill does is simply provides that if you carry a handgun and you can't take it into a secure area, you have a safe place to store that weapon instead of having to leave it somewhere outside.
Swallow worries gun owners will leave weapons in the bushes, perhaps, or in glove compartments if they can't check them at the door. That's a safety hazard, he says, and they risk being unprotected until they reach the secure area inside.
The question becomes, do you really trust that people ought to have the right to defend themselves? If you don't trust people to own a weapon and carry a weapon, then you're certainly not going to trust that a person won't pull a trigger and shoot someone. I personally trust law-abiding citizens with the ability to defend themselves and carry a weapon.
Judge McKiff isn't alone in failing to meet Representative Swallow's trust test. The board that represents all Utah state judges has formally endorsed Judge McKiff's position. Swallow and other state officials are astonished that judges are defying the law. Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff says the judges have other options, including an appeal to the state legislature.
In the meantime, they need to obey it. If they want to challenge it in court, that's fine too. That's part of the process. They've done neither. They've simply said they disagree, so they don't intend to follow it, and I do have a problem with that.
The judges reject the notion they're defying the law. They believe they have a legal way out. By foregoing felony charges for guns in secure areas. That's the trigger for gun lockers. They'll settle for a lesser penalty, contempt of court, to avoid gun lockers and any increased risk of shootings. Judge McKiff.
I think it's like an earthquake. You simply don't know. Earthquakes happen. They happen randomly, both as to time and location, and you don't know. So you take a cautious course. And that is, keep guns out of courthouses.
McKiff is especially concerned about rural courts, which share buildings, corridors, and multiple entrances with local government offices. There isn't enough money or deputies, he says, to safely add gun lockers to the mix. The judge's policymaking panel meets tomorrow to consider the matter. The state attorney general says he may sue to force compliance with the law. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.